Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Christopher Ramsey, and love is in the air.
Dee, 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 dee.
Everywhere I look around.
Dee, 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 dee. Why?
It's Valentine's Day?
Of course, of course.
Oh, gee, wow.
Of course, it's Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
That's why I've got my knob out. I quickly put my knob away. Of course, it's Valentine's Day. I've had my knob out all day because it's Valentine's Day. You've got to get your knob out on Valentine's Day.
That is disgusting. Oh, why have you got to be gross?
Oh, the human body. The human body's disgusting, is it?
Why awful getting your knob out on Valentine's Day?
I didn't actually have my knob out. It was just...
You did.
Cupid's got his knob out.
He does.
Firing arrows at everyone, left, right and centre.
Hey, listen, we don't really celebrate Valentine's Day, but if you do, happy Valentine's Day. It is the Friday after. We're recording this on actual Valentine's Day, 14th of February. Hope you had a lovely one, whatever you were up to, whether you went to the local Italians and shared some spaghetti like the Lady and the Tramp.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, we had a lovely time.
Oh, they're kissing. Oh, that's a good one, isn't it? Yeah.
Why we're
snogging.
I don't think we've ever celebrated Valentine's Day. We're a bit shy about that.
It's never been a thing for me. It might change soon, though. And I'll tell you why. You'll find out.
Oh, your new lass.
You'll find out.
Does she love Valentine's Day? No. Why is it going to change shortly?
Yeah, it might change shortly. You'll find out soon.
That makes what? Tell us.
Okay, well, I'll have to barge straight ahead and do this week's sponsor then.
Right, go on then.
Okay, it's episode 256. If you did have a good Valentine's Day, like Rosie said, happy days. Maybe you stayed in and got yourself a certain little meal deal from a certain little supermarket that Rosie's
been. Well, hey, listen.
Which
maybe you did.
Valentine's Day or not. Fuck me, it was good.
It was really good. Bargain as well.
Really good.
Now, listen. It was weight, Rose, I'll say it.
Oh, sell out.
Mate. Posh.
Yeah, no, this is where the money's made. This is the real sponsor. Big one this week.
Right.
Big
okay.
Sponsor. It's time for this week's lucrative sponsor. This week's sponsor is a brand new government initiative. It's the new government's legislation surrounding Valentine's Day.
I don't really know what legislation anyway.
Rules.
Right.
Rules.
Thank you for that.
Have you not seen the new government's rules on Valentine's Day?
No.
So from now on, every Valentine's Day, right? You have to buy someone at least a beer from a card shop holding a heart.
Oh,
at
of
least,
course.
Right?
Yeah.
And you have to at least, starting from today, at least get wanked off or fingered or you get fined by your local council. And that's... and that's facts. They're trying to get money back.
This is horrible.
You'll get... Honest, don't worry, I phoned up and paid the fine this morning in advance.
Oh, Valentine's Day was meant to be nice. Well, you're naming me two worst things.
I saw the legislation, I phoned up, I went, can I just pay over the phone?
How much is the fine?
£5,000, took a hit. Took the £5,000 hit, I was like, I'm not asking you for a wank today, it's not happening, we've got to do the podcast.
No.
So yeah, took the hit. So you're welcome.
Thanks.
Totally unrelated note, I'm going to need £2,500 off you.
Honestly, you can have a wank. You can have a wank. I'm not paying £2,500. Not a chance. No, honestly, happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Even though it's a crock of shit. But have a lovely day. No, I think you should celebrate it throughout the year. I think you should do nice things for each other all the time rather than just that one day.
I believe we've spoke about it before. And I believe, it always just smacks of like, I don't know, I just feel a bit like if I go past the local Italians tonight and there's just like loads of couples sitting there, I just feel like, ugh.
Well, I was just saying, I think it's a young thing.
Yeah.
I think when you're younger, Valentine's Day is exciting.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, it's Valentine's Day. Nice.
And maybe you haven't been going out with someone as long. Maybe you've, you know, you've just started going out with them and, you know, yeah, their birthday's in October and then you've got Christmas and then your birthday's in January.
It's an excuse to go out.
But there's Valentine's Day. Yeah. So, and to be fair, it's, what's it today? Wednesday. Mm-hmm. You know, if the local Italians are getting a few quid on a Wednesday, but they normally have to wait for weekends. Then
well, exactly.
Days. Other restaurants from other countries are available as
yeah.
well.
Yeah. Yeah, but.
So there we go.
Do you want to be having a Ruby Murray on yeah. Valentine's Day?
Do you want to, yeah.
But then, okay, so curry farts or mm-hmm. garlic breath?
If you both have garlic, it doesn't matter.
You could go to the restaurant that I went to the other week.
Yeah.
Mexican/Italian.
Oh, it's got all the world.
Everything. Yeah. Yeah.
It's got the whole world in his restaurant.
Did I ever tell you? I must have. In hindsight, it sounds disgusting, right? But at the time, it was absolutely lush.
Okay.
I used to go to this restaurant in Leeds.
Right.
That had, it was like all around the world. I can't even remember what it was called. It was a buffet restaurant.
Okay.
And it just had
yeah.
all the different foods from all over. But yeah. honestly, it was really nice.
A world buffet.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
It was in the nice part of Leeds where it's like that's where it has the Christmas market.
No, it sounds like it was in the lovely part.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Back in the day, how long ago was that? 15 years ago?
Yeah.
No, maybe it's a bit more. Really nice.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed going there.
The
I was like,
buffet.
Oh, okay.
I do
for
believe
my starter,
it's the,
I'll go to China. For my main, I might hop over to India.
Aye.
Yeah. And then what else was it?
The old carbon footprint courses. Like fucking Taylor Swift.
On my jet. Oh, don't, man.
I tell you what. I do remember those things. Once, where was me? I was doing a gig somewhere. I can't remember where it was. And I had my Nando's black card at the time.
Ugh,
and I was fuming that this place didn't have a Nando's. That ended up going to like Jack's World Buffet or whatever it was called.
Yeah.
It was one of them where you get up and then, you know. One...
No, this was much nicer than that. You're making it sound awful. It was lovely.
Oh my God. No, you're remembering it wrong. It was fucking shit.
No,
yes,
I'm
telling you now, it was fucking shit.
I went Jack, there all the time.
Jack of all trades, master of none. I am not fucking trusting somewhere where your chef can knock up burger, curry, chow mein, pizza, fucking Yorkshire pudding.
It was a Michelin star.
I said, bollocks, Michelin star.
It was triple rosé.
Call us a snob. You know what I'm like now, but everyone listening, you know what I'm like by now, but you know, the world buffet, it is jack of all trades, master and none, but I can't remember where it was, but I was doing, Carl was supporting us, and we went to this, like, no, Carl wasn't supporting us, actually, this night. Tom Deacon was supporting us, mm-hmm. a friend of mine, a comedian. He attended our wedding. You know Tom. So
I do. That's
yeah.
why I said yes.
Well, you know, I was just...
But tell him all tell him all his shoe
I think
size.
He does, like... What is his shoe size? I'll give him a ring. No. We ended up going to this World Buffet place.
Yeah.
And I went on stage and I slagged it off for ages. And, like, one guy was, like, looking weird at us. And I was like, what's wrong? He was like, you know, there's a Nando's next door to that. And I checked afterwards, and the Nando's was set back.
Oh, you moron.
So if you looked at it from one angle, you could just see this. And I went in the World Buffet, and the Nando's was literally next
yes,
door.
Yes, but
I can't remember where it
was, the World Buffet might not have Portuguese.
I think they probably did. I imagine they did. Yeah.
So you didn't enjoy your time at the World Buffet?
No, I've done World Buffet a couple of times.
Yeah.
Not a fan. I'm sure Big Luke's at the Metro Centre was a World Buffet thing.
Was it?
Yeah.
I used to like Big Luke's and Taybons. Bring back Taybons.
No, I think you like the aspect of just being able to go up again and again and again, I think was your
I think, work. Well, I can just, you know now that I can eat anything next to anything. So I
yes.
could happily have a chicken tikka masala with chips and gravy.
Yeah.
Like that does not upset me at all.
No.
I can mix them together.
You could have a Sunday dinner with a curry on the side, couldn't you?
Yeah, that's what I used to get at Taybons.
Brilliant.
Sunday dinner with a fish cake.
Can you put a fish cake in my Yorkshire pudding, please? Thank you.
And some sausage and beans. Honestly, bring them back.
Then,
I loved
then
it,
again, mate. You know, I am a massive hypocrite because back in the day, I was so, so partial to pizza with curry on top.
Well, there you go.
Good God.
That is nice.
Good God.
Ah, we're overdue a takeaway, you know.
We are overdue
a takeaway.
I feel
like we need a takeaway. Been
right,
cooking
then.
In a lot. I
let's
want
look,
it.
Let's fuck this off. Let's go and get a takeaway.
It's 11:20 in the morning.
It's Valentine's Day.
It is. We should be doing a Plumcast.
Oh,
I've got to drive. God damn these kids making me not get pissed in the mid-morning on Valentine's Day. Fuck this.
Oh, listen. Look, if you want a quick finger to wank, I can phone up and get a refund on that $5,000.
Oh, my God. I couldn't think of anything worse.
We had a fight about the jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. So this is the jingle. We hope you like the jingle.
Bob Babadoo, 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 ba. Jingle! Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shagged, Married, Annoyed. You know, obviously it is Valentine's Day today. Sorry to keep banging on about it, but I really do. I love Galentine's Day. I think that's quite cute.
What is Galentine's Day?
Just like, just sod whoever, your man or whatever, right. Or woman, and just go out with your mate. Galentine's. Happy okay. Galentine's Day.
Okay. I didn't know that was a thing.
Friends are special.
Okay. So who's doing this and when are you doing? Are you doing this? I don't know about this.
Not today. Didn't think forward. Okay. I'm not doing anything today.
Okay.
I am out on Saturday though, which I'm looking forward to. And you are out on Friday because, do you know, folks listening at home, I can't have a night out without Chris having a night out at the same time. So every time I say, are you in on Saturday? Because I think I'm going to go out with the girls. He goes, yes, I am. And then 20 minutes later, sometimes even shorter, he goes, I'm going to go out with the lads on Friday, which is fine. Mm-hmm. But why you got copy offers? Get your own social life.
Two things. One, it wasn't me. Jordan spoke to me and said, do you want to go out this week?
Is that because I'm going out with Jordan's partner?
The words that Jordan may have uttered were something along the lines of, if the lasses are going out, we need to get a night as well.
I don't understand.
I didn't. He did.
No, but
you're
all the same. So that's what you normally do, though. Mm-hmm. Why can't I just have a night out without you having to have a night out?
Why does me having a night out affect you having a night out?
It doesn't, but you know when you say to me, I'm going out, I don't then go, girls, assemble, like on the phone,
yeah.
WhatsApp, the what? Lot, he's out, I'm out.
That's because you've normally already got a few booked in.
Absolutely. Swivel, mate. Swivel.
No, it's, you know, it's Latentine's Day.
Latentine's, yeah.
So we're going out for a quick spa. Go for a spa.
I would love a spa day.
Cuddle.
Yeah. Oh, I'm well overdue a spa day, actually.
Nah, you always say this. You always say this. You can't fucking sit still. You can't sit still on the day off in the house. You can't do it.
I know.
You wouldn't be able to sit still in a spa anymore. You'd be on your phone doing stuff.
Oh, God. Why?
Yeah.
What happens, man? I genuinely can't enjoy a day off.
No. Nah, I used to be able to sit.
I walked 5 miles yesterday.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, you didn't need to walk.
No, I did not, but, no. You know.
You did it, though. Well done.
I did it.
Good exercise.
Oh, because me mum.
Yeah.
Me mum. Sandra.
We've talked before about how she just won't have that treadmills or indoor bikes do anything, will she? She thinks that fresh air, she thinks you could walk 2 miles outside or you could run 10 miles on the treadmill and the 2 mile outside walk would be better than the 10 mile run because of the fresh air.
Yeah, I think so.
She thinks it's some kind of like combustion engine in which
it fixes you.
The air makes it
better. It's pretty good. You know, fresh air is
good. Oh, I walk down the main
road
breathing in everyone's car fumes. Yeah, cracking that. Like, get your lungs full. She's fucking mad. She's mad.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
So we had an eventful little couple of days, didn't we? Power cuts.
Oh, yeah.
We've had power cuts.
We have had power cuts.
Sunday morning,
yeah.
Power cut for a couple of hours.
Yeah.
Back to the dark ages.
Yeah.
And then they did it Monday as well. It was yesterday, Tuesday.
You coped not very well.
So, I woke up Sunday. This is it, right? I woke up Sunday. Annoyingly, all the power was off.
I did not mean to put in. I just know that a lot of people, you're actually very similar to a lot of people who listen to this podcast. Mm-hmm. So I think a lot of people agree with me. But a lot of people agree with you.
I think we cover the different ranges of emotions and how people deal with its situations. I think we cover most bases between
we. I think we do. We're not similar at all.
In certain ways, we're not similar in the slightest, no. So here we go. We woke up, right? Mm-hmm. I'm obviously, we're in separate bedrooms because,
loveless marriage.
The love is gone. you know, the government are trying their best with this legislation to get it back in, but I can't say legislation today.
The children sleep better when we're apart. And you know what it is? It's all about the sleep.
They all want
to
be with
one. We actually put the kids, I don't mean to go off the subject properly. Mm. We will go back to it, I promise. Power cut, remember that. Shall I write it down?
I'll remember it.
You won't.
What do you think? I am Dory. I'll remember it.
Right, okay, good for you. Why don't you show off? we tried putting the lads in a room together, which was great.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to bed. But then I was very aware that you just, you know, other than if you do get sexy, but we didn't get sexy at this precise time, you just go to sleep.
Yeah.
You just roll over and go to sleep. Plus, so I really don't see anything wrong with what we're doing right now.
I quite like waking up the night and knowing exactly where they are. I know you've got one of them. I know I've got one of them. And I know they're fine.
Yeah.
If I wake up, it's just me and you. And I think, what are they doing? What's happened? Has one of them rolled on the other one? What are they? Has he gone downstairs?
Okay. Mm. Didn't want to have a fight with you today, but yeah, the night that we put them in the bed, you just fell straight asleep without actually saying goodnight to me or anything, just fast asleep. And the monitor, which I'd put on them because Rafe's still only little and I was, you know, wanted to keep an eye on him, you didn't, had nothing to do with that. So you just went straight asleep without saying, no, but you didn't say, who's going to look after the monitor? Who's going to keep the monitor on their side of the bed? Just assumed that it was me.
Yeah.
So that's love that about being me.
Well,
I
thought I would do the following night. I thought I would do the following night.
You can fuck off. Would you shit? This honestly, I would just to be a man for a day. Just to be a man. I could not have just gone to sleep without saying or discussing the night.
The difference is you could. So I would love to be a woman. I would love to be a woman because I would love to have the fucking gall on myself to have a go at someone for falling asleep. To properly go, right, you, gloves up, you fell asleep, you fucking bastard. I fell asleep.
Chris, it's not that. I'm not having a go at you for falling asleep.
Right.
You're meant to fall asleep. I'm just having a go at the fact that you can just go to sleep and shut your eyes without any sort of, what's the word? Any sort of, responsibility.
Right.
For the kids. Whereas
the monitor was just on the floor.
You just didn't even discuss what would happen.
Because I fell asleep. Fell. The word is
right.
Fell.
Okay.
I fell asleep.
I could not tell you the last time that I've just fell asleep without any sort of, if me kids weren't, I've never, Chris, in 8 years, I have never just fell asleep. Without having to set an alarm or check that the kids are okay or make sure that the monitor was on the right volume or plugged in. Like, Chris, I have never done that.
It was plugged in. It was on the right volume. It was just a little bit far away from the bed. Right? I fell.
That's fine.
I fell asleep.
Can you not agree?
I agree, sort of. But like, that's the thing. You always go on about, I wish I was a man. I wish I was a woman so I could just fucking pick a fight with some poor cunt for falling a kip.
Wow. Okay.
Crazy.
Right,
the neck on you. The neck.
The fucking neck on you. Just falling asleep without any sort of like. Right. They're in the bed. What should we do if? Right. You have the monitor. Then what should we do if Rafe falls out of bed? Like I had to put the pillows at the side of the bed to make sure he didn't fall and crack his head open.
Right.
Must just. All I'm saying is it just must be nice. That's all I'm saying. All right. But you know you deal with that stuff.
Right,
so
listen.
He isn't that. I'm not trying to. I'm not. I don't want to turn it into a gender thing,
this
a man
is me
and woman.
Backing
but
down.
It's just...
This is me backing down. I'm rolling over. I'm showing you my belly, right? Mm-hmm. Stop. Mrs. Crazy Pants. Right? I'm sorry. I fell asleep. Shame on me. Shit, look. Right. I will go to the doctors tomorrow and I will get these eyelids whipped off, right? So it'll never happen again.
Right? I would really appreciate that.
You would as well, wouldn't you?
No, just go away, man.
All right.
It's a burden that we carry. It's just life, innit? But you know.
Again, I've told you a million times, you cannot be the control freak and the martyr at the same time. You can't be both.
What do you mean?
You can't be both. You would have had to know that the things were there. You would have to know, but you want to be in control of everything and then you kick off about being in control of everything. It's your thing.
I don't want to be in control of everything.
Right.
I just feel like I have to be.
Right. Well, you don't. That'd have been fine. He's not going to roll out. He's not on a fucking Princess and the Pea 600
right,
mattresses.
Then.
He's not going to crack his head
right.
open.
Right. You sleep through everything.
I don't sleep through everything.
Michael McIntyre's Midnight Game Show. They were in our bedroom.
He is a professional burglar by this stage.
No. The other night, I'd been at rehearsals and it was like 10 o'clock. You were fast asleep.
Yeah.
I was like in the room, like, Chris, you are flat out. Can't be trusted.
The thing is, though, now I fight in close quarters now. So you in the side of the room doesn't bother us at all. You're getting me personal space. You're losing. Your arms are getting locked up or you're losing your consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
It's as simple as that. Mm-hmm. Other side of the room, not my problem.
Anyway, this turned into something that I didn't want. This is just us arguing now, these podcasts.
I like to think that there's someone listening. You could be man, you could be woman, whatever. You're listening going, I agree with her. I agree with him. Yeah, I have to be the one doing all the you fall asleep all the time, Terry. So you know there is that. When we're arguing, but we're fighting cases for people listening here. Yeah,
fair enough.
So there we go. Now listen.
It really fucks us off that you just fall asleep without like that. You can't
it
just
very
control.
Often.
That you,
it
no,
happen
it does happens
often.
All the time.
Doesn't.
You can't just control yourself enough to go. All right, are you gonna?
Yeah, but then once I've had that conversation,
just
I might not get to sleep. Once I've had that conversation,
I
might not get
to sleep. I hate it.
Okay.
And then I'll, and okay. then or okay. you'll close your eyes for 30 seconds and I'll go, did you put, and you'll go, I was asleep. I was fast asleep. It's been 10. It's been literally
right.
10 to 30
just
seconds.
Just opening my podcast notes here. Just going to add in here.
Big what?
Letters. Keep track of when Rosie falls asleep.
And report I don't. Back. I don't.
You will. There we go. Game on.
I do not.
Game on.
It's not something I do.
Game on. Honestly.
Self-control.
I'm going to go on Amazon. I'm going to order a fucking crate of Monster Energy. I'm not sleeping again, me. I'm going to win this battle.
Anyway. Just,
I'll be awake forever and my farts will be fucking ringing out.
Oh, God. We digress loads. Basically, we had a power cut. It really set Chris off on a bad day.
So, yeah. I'm not great with weekends anyway. I don't like just being at a loose end with the kids the entire weekend. It reminds us of the lockdown. It upsets us. So, I got up and Robin's, the lights wouldn't go on. And I was like, right, what's going on here? Then I went to see you and you was like, oh, God, and everything was off. And it was still dark, right? And I went downstairs and I'm like, when there's a power cut and everything is off in the house, where's the first... This is the difference in us. This is what I was trying to get at. Mm. When there's a power cut and everything's off in the house and you wake up and everything's off, where's the first thing your brain goes to?
Realistically. Check the fuse box.
Why? What's happened? What's the cause of this? What's
Something's
the cause?
Tripped.
Right. So my cause, there's two main causes that mine goes to.
Okay.
Normally it's like a movie, someone's had a big pair of clippers and they've cut the thing.
Great.
And they're about to storm in the house.
Right.
That was the first one.
Not
that
at that time in the morning they wouldn't. Burglaries
Good time
usually
to do.
Happen.
Good time to do it.
No? Terrible okay. time to do it.
Okay, so you're thinking that it's a bad time to do it and they wouldn't do it at that time.
Burglaries usually happen when people are fast asleep, between like 1 and 4 in the morning.
Okay, but so you're saying the time that we had, which was 6 o'clock in the morning, you're saying that's a bad time and it wouldn't happen then?
I think so, yeah.
Perfect time to do it then.
Why?
Because you think it's a bad time and it wouldn't happen then.
Right, okay. I don't think burglars are that clever.
I don't think you should say that on here.
Why?
I think someone might come and try and prove you wrong.
Well.
Leave a note where see, you're telling used to be.
Okay, so that's your
Who's
brain.
Clever now?
So that's your catastrophizing brain 100%. Now that I've said.
So there's two things, yeah. So there's the first thing your brain went to. So there's the first two things my brain went to. The first one was they've cut it like a SWAT team. They've cut the power
and
they're coming in. Second one was Russia.
Why Russia?
Bomb. There's been a bomb and all the power's gone off and we don't
know. So this is where your brain goes to before it's tripped?
Before check the fuses in the garage. That's where my brain goes immediately.
What?
It goes to the worst possible one. The worst possible one immediately. And then I work my way back from there. This is why it's so exhausting being me. This is why I don't put weight on. This is why I can eat what I want.
Mine goes downstairs. Oh, something's happened in the street. Oh, the fuse is gone. Or,
No. Mine goes to a terror attack or more localised criminal
zombie
attack. No, it's not possible.
Oh.
I watched a video once with Neil deGrasse Tyson, whatever he's called, saying zombies is literally impossible. It's not a thing that could ever happen.
Okay.
So... I'm trying to go downstairs to check. And Rafe's screaming, saying he wants to come downstairs with us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not going to be able to fight off a burglar or do anything while I'm holding a child. Mm. So I need him to stay upstairs. Mm-hmm. You're horizontal still. Going, let him
come with you. Let him come.
Call him come, but I don't want to say out loud that I think there's 25 men downstairs, but I think there's 25 men downstairs. Do you know what I mean? So I can't say that out loud. Well, both of our children are there because I don't want them to grow up like me. So I'm going, keeping this. So that's stress. And we'll go down and we'll realise it's all the lights are out in the street, the whole street's off. So I calm down slightly.
Yeah.
Then I ring Northern Power Grid and fucking surprise, surprise.
Oh, you're the first person to report it, Mr. Ramsey.
Of course I'm the first person to report it because I'm only stupid fucking wanker up at 6 o'clock on a Sunday morning because me kids are basically nocturnal.
That was so depressing. And then what she said, you have to wait for three people to report it.
You've
before
got to wait
they
for three people
anything.
To report it. Yeah.
So we had to just sit with candles on, and the kids would put the kids on their iPads, which we never do first thing in the morning. And that was horrible because most of the stuff they wanted to go on wouldn't work because you need Wi-Fi.
I can go on Netflix. Well, first Ray's trying to turn the telly on. Won't turn on, mate. It's turned off. Right. iPad. I can go on Netflix. Can't, mate. Needs the Wi-Fi. I can go on Amazon. You can't, mate. Needs the Wi-Fi. Now TV. Don't know how many times I have to tell you this. Fucking Wi-Fi's off. Idiot. Oh, God. Oh, it was horrible.
Well, and, no, but honestly, you, but okay, right?
And
yeah,
our children.
It's not okay, but it's not pleasurable. But you held on to that.
I couldn't let it go.
The full day.
I couldn't let it go.
And then you're like, so when I was little, my mum told us that I used to kick if I couldn't get my own way, right? Mm-hmm. And she said I was pretty placid, but if I couldn't get my own way, yeah. I would kick off all day. Or like this party I wanted to go to, my mum said I hung around that all day. Please, can I go? Please, can I go? Once the time came of the party started, I was just like, right, fair enough. Once the time came of you going to bed, you were like, oh, yeah, I've not been great. Okay, I'm going to bed. Good night. Fell straight asleep. And I was just sitting there rocking in the corner. Like, I've had to deal with his horrible mood all bastard day.
Yeah, I couldn't shake the mood off. But also what really annoyed us was Walking Dead and A Quiet Place was the main one I was thinking of. Mm-hmm. Like, I was trying to go downstairs to check if there was any kind of danger, and our kids were just fucking screaming. Just noise for no reason.
Yeah.
They would last 3 fucking seconds.
Yeah, I know. Well, then we'd go pretty quick, all right? And we wouldn't have to live through that shit. I don't want to be alive.
You three would go. I'd be off.
Yeah, well, good for you. Good for you that you want... The one thing I took from Walking Dead, right, watching all of them series, loved it. One thing I thought was I'd want to be one of them fucking zombies. Yeah. I would not want to live through that.
Fair point.
Shit. Kill me. Shoot me at the beginning. Seriously. I'm not a survivor.
Just on me notes. Just make a quick note of that.
What? Just kill Rosie. Yes? Oh, my God. If I get stuck with you doing something like that, and you... Imagine. No, thank you. Honestly.
Listen, shall we lighten the mood?
Aye.
I got a little quiz for you, a little game.
Oh, what?
I came up with a game the other day. It will lighten the mood.
Will it?
You ready?
Yes.
Do some kind of made-up jingle.
It's
time for a very quick game of... That's Mario, you're doing the Mario theme. It's time for a very quick game of things you can see at a swimming pool and at an orgy. I've got 3 written down. I just need you to get one of them.
So,
things you can see
at a swimming pool. Is there a right answer and a wrong answer?
Yeah, if you get one that I think's right, I'll give you the point.
Okay, you can see it at a swimming pool and an orgy. All right, well, listen, I've only been to one of them.
Go to swimming pools.
No.
Okay.
Right.
Come on, you ready?
Yeah.
Come on then. What do you think?
Oh, I've got to tell you.
Wouldn't be a quiz if I was just going to tell you the fucking answers.
I thought I had to choose. I thought it was like an ABC.
No, okay, no, you've right, just got to come up with one.
Right, all right, let me think. Oh, you've just really sprung this on us.
It's okay, we can edit the time out if you want. We're going to edit the time out, don't worry.
Okay.
You join us, it's 5 hours later.
I'm just trying to think.
Oh, here she comes. There's a glint in her eye.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you wet?
Mm.
Yet?
Nah. Okay. Mm.
You're soaking. You're soaking. You could say that.
Quite good. All right, you're soaking. Okay, sort of. It's implied.
God, that's horrible. I'm so sorry.
The whispering was unnecessary. Yeah. But then again, do that. I tell you what, we're supposed to be going swimming. We're here this afternoon.
No, I'm not.
Do us a favour. Just go up to someone in the swimming pool and go, you're soaking. See what happens.
You could say that at an orgy and at swimming. Well, yeah, so I've definitely got a point there.
Half a point.
Absolutely. I'm sorry. Who's, you're in the middle of a threesome.
Who's telling people?
You're soaking.
Who's telling people that they're soaking at the swimming pool? Who's telling people that?
You didn't say most common phrases at the swimming pool and an orgy. You said, what can you say at a swimming pool and an orgy?
You're soaking.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm.
Well, fine.
What about another one?
Right.
Come on. Jump in.
Okay.
Thank you.
Jump in. There we go. Yeah, all right, I'll give you a point for
Thank
that.
Thank you very
that was
much.
Good. Very
clever.
Good. Well done. Thank you for playing. Thank you for playing.
You've not got any.
Yeah, the answers we were looking for were, the first thing you could have said that at an orgy and at swimming pool is, where do I put my shoes?
Oh, I do hope they take the shoes off at orgies. That would be upsetting, imagine.
Next one we're looking for was, close your eyes for the big splash.
A little fun for the dads.
A little local radio.
Horrible.
The final one we're looking
for. Do men enjoy that on a porn? The cum shot and the gurgling of the semen? Because honestly, it turns my stomach.
I can't imagine it being anything. The cleanup being anything but embarrassing in real life.
No, but as a man, right? Uh-huh. Okay. Is that a sexy thing to witness?
I don't know.
Just be honest, because men are going to be listening.
There's flinching,
isn't
there?
There's
a lot of flinching involved.
What do you mean?
Well, it's like they're never up for it. It's always like,
but then they spit it out the mouth, and I'm like, oh, God. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Finish your dinner.
It's just, to me, I mean, to me, that is repulsive. But obviously that must be sexy.
Must tickle someone's pickle.
Not
must
yours.
Must tickle someone's pickle. No, not really something I've
been, you know. Hey, listen.
Well, I've just checked the government website, actually, and the legislation for the Valentine's Day, it is covered under the legislation. So,
is it great? Yeah. Is that a thing that you just want to just keep amongst yourselves, men?
Not
that
really.
You actually do find that lush.
I don't think, again, the other to dive into sexuality here, confidence and someone being comfortable. So if someone was well up for that and they were like, yeah, I imagine that would be pretty cool. But
in real life,
but spunking all over someone's face who's literally flinching and shutting their eyes and going, not in me, I can't imagine that being anything but
no,
fun.
No, okay,
anything
in real horrible, life, sorry. I can understand it's quite sexual. I get, I'm not a complete prude. I get it, right? Mm-hmm. But when it's like regurgitating it out of the mouth and that.
Yeah,
no,
that's manky.
Oh,
that's
God.
Absolutely manky. I always, Rosie, you know me, I always think of the cleanup.
What's
happening on that carpet?
I can smell it.
What's happening on that carpet?
Yeah, gross.
Listen, are you ready for the final one we're looking for? Things you can see at the swimming pool and at Norgy. Whose Veruca sock is this? So.
I think mine were better. Jump in. And your sock, they were much better than whose Veruca
your
sock.
Your sock was weird. All right, okay, who's plaster is this?
Oh, God. I don't know if I enjoyed that quiz.
You weren't really supposed to. It was just dead quick.
Okay.
It's just,
but
you know,
listen,
just
well done.
Filled a bit of time.
No, great. It's always good to be a bit more inventive.
Oh, yeah, it's good. Yeah. It's particularly good when you shit all over them.
No, I'm not shitting on it, I promise you. Let's do it. Honestly. Right, okay.
There's another one. Don't shit all over. Pool, orgy, bang.
Yeah.
Done.
Should be a sign on the wall. I think you should do this every week, but with different places. I'd be up for that. Okay.
Well,
like, what can you see at the gym and the zoo?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, or your big fat pig.
Again. I don't know what's weirder, you saying big fat pig at the gym or you shouting big fat pig to a pig at the zoo.
Who knows?
How shit's the zoo with his pigs?
I know, I did. I should have said a hippo or something, shouldn't I?
Yeah.
That, I don't mean to be.
Yeah, bit harsh. Well, there we go. Look, tune in next week to see if I could be arsed to do another one.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for What's your beef?
What's your beef?
Okie dokie. Now, I've been nothing but a delight this week, so I can't imagine you've got any.
God.
All right, I'll rephrase that. I've been a nightmare this week, so I can't imagine you've got any beef that you are allowed to broadcast on the podcast without this becoming a real argument.
Okay. We've talked about it. We're fine in real life. We've sorted it out. We've sorted it. Chris is going back to counselling, so we're all good. It's fine.
Jiu-jitsu's better.
My beef with you.
Yeah.
And our children.
Ooh.
All right. So it's kind of Chris does this. Chris is an amazing dad, right? You are a fantastic dad.
Cut that there. That'll do. That's all you need to say.
And we've got a little system on an evening. I make dinner or tea. I make the tea.
Yeah.
And you put the kids in the bath. and you've got this lush little thing that you stand at the door and you do a little, like, you do a little cough, or Rafe does a little cough, or someone does a cough. It's like
clearing your throat.
And then it's what is it? Last one
on Mummy's bed. Stinks of poo.
Great. And they all run upstairs and they jump around in our bedroom for a good solid 10 to 15 minutes. And it's dead canny. They're boys and they do flips and it's mad, right? You fuckers have broke more of my lamps than I care to actually bring up on the podcast.
Yeah.
Stop breaking me lamps. It's
not always me.
Hence, you fuckers. Kids right. included.
Right.
Stop breaking me lamps. Like, I swear to God.
It's
them
mainly
two.
Me. It is mainly
them
me.
Two that are there now, they're not cheap.
Yeah.
They're not you they're one not the run of the mill. They're
the,
quite
the one
nice
on the
right
hand side is fully broke.
It's absolutely not good.
It's basically balancing. It's balancing.
I know. Why do you keep
doing I'll look
it,
at
it.
I'll have a go at it with a super glue this afternoon. But yeah. It's
Right. Move them out the way. Maybe a new thing now has to be, before you start, move me lamps out the way.
I like that ambient lighting for the backflips.
Well, you're not going to have any ambient lighting if you keep breaking the fuckers.
Okay.
Please, I'm begging you. I love that you do it. And it's like a bonding thing. Like, literally, I try to come upstairs sometimes and they're like, no, Mammy! Which is upsetting at first, but at the same time, I'm like, fuck you, I don't actually want to come. So I get to sit downstairs by myself. But please, just...
Okay.
It's collateral lamp damage, man. It's really
bad.
I'll
have a word with the lads. I'll see what we can do.
Stop chucking pillows at me lamp.
To be fair, last one on Mama's bed stinks of poo. It's actually, it gets them too riled up and they don't want to go in the bath.
Oh, I know.
And
Rafe,
sometimes it tires him out so much, you go to put him in the bath and he's just fucking screaming, crying.
Why don't you just have a bath first and then do the play after?
Because then there'll be no end point. At least the bath's the end point.
I'll not be able
to get rid of them.
Like cereal downstairs is the end point.
Okay, then bath first, and we're going downstairs. Yeah. I'll try that night. That's not too bad. Okay.
Yeah.
My beef with you this week is you have bought a new pair of slippers. Do you have
which
them on?
Ones? Me pink ones.
You've got them on now.
Yes, I adore these.
Horrible.
What?
They make me sad. They are the worst, most fucking scroty looking slippers. You leave them everywhere and I catch them and they're like piled up. They're pink. They look like they look like Mr. Blobby's feet if they were furry.
Yeah.
Like furry, they look like you go too close to a full blast radiator and they'll burst into flames.
Oh, I mean, I got them, these are from Peacocks downtown then. They're just chippy ones.
The cheapy ones. You leave them everywhere. You leave them all over the place. Like, they are, to try and explain to people what they're like, they're like, I imagine the kind of slippers that the mams were wearing when they went down to the school gates to push McDonald's through when Jamie Oliver had changed the dinners.
I still can't believe that happened. Why? Yeah.
And when it happened, they were all wearing them fucking slippers.
Oh,
they were all wearing them slippers and dressing gowns.
Hang on. Right, okay, you hate me slippers. That's fine. I don't really care.
Awful.
They're not going anywhere. Well, actually, they've got a hole in them already.
Hate them. You leave them everywhere. I'm sticking them to make it sad.
They keep me feet nice and warm.
Look at mine. Look at these. Look at these stylish bad boys.
They're awful.
Are you kidding me? They're fucking lush, man.
They're not.
Look at them. They've got a solid sole.
Where are they from?
Just a supermarket, I think. I think I got them from Asda.
Awful. Let's talk about when Jamie
great,
Oliver
wasn't it?
Did they help him eat and
so
what
good.
Happened?
He changed it.
Yeah.
He made a thing. He changed all the school dinners.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
so
basically pointed out that everyone was eating turkey
McDonald's?
Twizzlers. Well, I think there was like turkey Twizzlers and all that had like...
Oh, I got kebab at school. It was horrendous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We did. It was the same. And he was like, right, let's sort this out. And he went and changed and he made all the dinners healthy and stuff and the kids didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Whether it was a stunt or not, but yeah, mams were filmed. Well, they were on the news, I remember.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Down at the school gates, pushing burgers and fish and chips and McDonald's through the fences for the kids.
What?
Quality, man.
These
quality.
Hilarious.
British public at their best.
Oh, Jesus.
Fuck him. Christ. What? Nutrition? Piss off.
I mean, listen. I might not be at the school gates giving me Bain McDonald's, but it was Bear Pancake Day yesterday, and mine had them for breakfast and tea.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. It was because Pancake Day. It wasn't Pancake Morning.
Yeah.
It wasn't Pancake
day.
Evening.
Pancake Full Day. Didn't get them at school, sadly.
Yeah, they should have done three meals. Pancakes all day.
Square three
honestly.
Meals.
God. Losers.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for questions from the public.
Questions from the public, public. Ba, 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 ba,
ba, ba, public. As always, if you would like to get in touch, send anything in at all, it is shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Thank you.
Hi, Chris and Rosie. Long-time listener, first-time emailer. Listen in episode 255 when you talk about kids going in uniform on Mufti Days at school.
Mufti Day.
Uh-huh. Reminded me of a story. Mufti Day is a southern thing, isn't it, for a non-uniform day.
Okay. Couldn't we also say non-uniform? Could they have to say Mufti?
It's a thing. It's a massive Mufti Days. We've talked about it before.
Have we? Years ago.
Yeah, years ago we talked about it. It's a huge... A lot of people in this country call it Mufti Day.
Okay,
yeah,
fair
enough. Because when we did, it was a long time ago. We were literally in our first house. It was when we first started the podcast. And we were like, Mufti Day? Yeah.
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 Okay.
It's like,
I apologize.
It's like talking about backers. People call them craggies and that. Like,
yeah,
it's just,
yeah.
Chris,
that's
we're,
when you
all,
get in the back of
we're
back.
All the same, but we're all very different, you know. We're all very different.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah. When my sister was at school, they had a Tudor Day. Where everyone was asked to dress up.
Okay.
The day would be spent talking about that historical period and doing activities from that time.
Great.
Teachers and students all dressed up in long gowns with headdresses or puffy trousers and jackets for the boys.
Happy days.
This made me laugh so much.
Okay.
For some unknown reason, when she got to school, so it was her sister,
mm-hmm.
when she got to school, a boy in her class was dressed up as Austin Powers. Complete with the false teeth. They can only have been about 10 years old, which makes it even more strange that he was Austin Powers. We still talk about it today and have a giggle. Why was he dressed?
Why is he Austin
Powers? Do you think, though, that their parents have gone, well, it's a ruffled shirt?
I like, and the, like the cravat-y kind of thing.
Do you think they've thought that that's a Tudor costume?
That's
where actually
so
it's Austin
good.
Powers.
That's so good. But the teeth as well. I mean, they did have monkey teeth back in the day, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just thought that was really
funny. I can't now. I cannot watch or look at or think of Austin Powers without thinking of when I was doing Strictly
mm-hmm.
and we did Movie Week.
Mm-hmm.
And Emma Barton was paired with the wonderful Anton DeBeck.
Oh, yeah. Austin Powers.
And he was Austin Powers.
Yeah.
And he was standing.
Have you ever told this story?
I don't think I've ever told it, but he was. I mean, it was on the telly. It was on the
was
telly.
It?
Yeah, he was standing in front of the judges after he'd done his dance. And Craig was ripping him apart for the judges and said, I can't wait for you to get that costume off and take them horrible false teeth out. And he didn't have any false teeth in. They were just his teeth.
That's like...
He was fucking
That's
devastated.
So awful.
He just honestly YouTube it. It must be on YouTube. I was up in the balcony bit at the top. I couldn't breathe for laughing. He was like, "Take them horrible teeth out, darling." And he was like, "What do you mean?" And he's like, "Have you not got them in?" Oh man, live telly Saturday night, and those horrible false teeth
oh,
are fucking minging. No, they're his. Oh
that is so
god.
Bad.
Oh, love Anton DeBeck. So funny. He took it like a champ. To be fair, really good.
Good for him. Babadoo, 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 ba. Oh, can you handle something really gross?
Yeah.
Can you?
Come on, man. See me job. See me job is what I do. How are you?
Right, this is horrendous.
I'm ready for it. Duke's
I'm warning
up.
You all. I'm warning you all, okay?
Is it minging?
Yeah, it's rank. If you're eating, don't eat.
Don't eat.
Mm-hmm.
Don't eat.
What, you got your dukes up? What
got
you
my dukes
about?
Up. Got my fists up, ready to fight this horrible
is
thought.
Is that what it means?
Yeah.
Hi, Chris and Rosie, long-time listener, first-time emailer. Mm-hmm. Please keep me anonymous. Many years back when I was in the Navy, I served with a guy nicknamed Dopey.
Oh, God.
Don't be fooled by the name, as he was a very good engineer and really quite clever.
Great.
However, he was gifted the nickname Dopey for a reason.
Mm.
Whenever he had a few beers in him, there was very little he wouldn't do. One of them.
Right.
Just one of them blokes who
Why
would
Dopey?
Just...
I know what you mean.
Just
dare him to do anything.
Yeah.
Well, again, it's like... Oh, it's one of my main fears for the kids.
Mm.
Just doing something like fucking stupid. I've done stupid stuff in the back in the day, but just the ones who get a bit pissed and do, and it's always like, oh, blokes, tried to jump across balconies on holiday or something terrible.
I know.
It terrifies the shit out of me because me and you are professional show offs.
Mm.
We are. This is
mm-hmm.
what this is. This is come and listen to us.
Mm-hmm.
We think we're funny as fuck. That's what comedy is, and I feel like our kids have got it in them to be, you know, look at me, look at me.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, one of my worst night. And also, like, whenever you watch You Being Framed and stuff like that, it's always someone trying to do something funny or cool and fucking themselves up.
Well, sadly, that Robin is absolutely that.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
That's the one we've got to worry about. Rafe, I don't think probably Rafe's too bad, but Robin is that kid.
Yeah, 100%. Oh, look at me, I'll eat this cockroach.
Anyway, right. His bog standard entry level shenanigans while ashore was to go into a pub, order a pint, drink half, then go around all the tables and tip the ashtrays into the remaining pint and down it.
That was his bog standard.
That was his level entry.
That was Tuesday night.
Sorry, yeah.
Oh, ashtray.
I know.
And drink the ash.
Yeah.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Why?
No problem for our Dobie, it says.
Well, why is he called Dobie? Is it going to be explained?
No, not really.
But he's always clever. He's not clever. Stupid and he's clever, but they call him Dobie because he does weird stunts.
He does stupid stuff. What would you call him instead? What other one of the...
Fucking Evil Knievel. Or fucking anything but Dobie.
I don't know what Evil Knievel is.
Sorry?
Who is Evil Knievel?
Are you serious? You don't know what Evil Knievel is?
Honestly? I've said it loads in my life, but it's one of them things where if I was on a quiz show and they went, who is Evil Knievel? I would look stupid because I don't know. Who is Evil Knievel?
It was a person who used to jump stunt. He was a motorbike stunt guy, dressed a bit like Elvis.
Right.
There's a version of him in Toy Story.
Yes. Oh, we might have talked about this, you know.
We haven't. I did not know that you didn't know who Evil Knievel was.
Okay, who's the other one then? Who was the skier? The famous skier?
Eddie the Eagle Edwards.
Right.
He was real. He was
British. They're different. So Evil Knievel wasn't real?
Yeah. He was real.
What did he do again?
Used to jump things on a motorbike.
Right. So that's Evil Knievel.
Yeah.
And
fuck me, you've done it again.
No, man.
You've done it again. You question some things so much that you get me questioning my own reality.
All right, okay. I just like to know. I just think, you know, I'm getting to a point in my life where I think, Rosie, don't just pretend you know things. Actually, find out.
You know what it is? Evil Kermit came up there. A bit weird. Evil Knievel, born October 17th. Minnesota, United States. Died 30th November 2007, 69 years old. Rest in peace. Robert Craig Knievel, known professionally as Evil Knievel, was an American stunt performer and entertainer. Yeah, so he would jump.
So anyone who was a bit of a devil, you call them Evil Knievel?
Yeah.
Someone really famous saying that, isn't it? Like,
oh, I mean, he's full
that's
on.
Mad.
Yeah, he's, you know, he's full on welded into popular culture.
Okay, great. Yeah. Well, listen, I know now.
Well,
and I'm glad.
Look, if nothing came from this podcast, at least you now know who Evil Knievel is.
I do.
And he dressed a bit like Elvis. It was a thing.
And that's on Toy Story 4.
There's a guy
who's a bit like Evil. Great. Okay.
Basically, don't call someone who does a load of stunts and or Dobie, or I suppose Dobie does mean stupid.
Yeah.
Just annoying.
Anyway.
Go on then.
At sea, he had to improvise. Once it was so rough, half the ship's company was throwing up in the toilets on board and it was grim.
No.
I tell you, it was horrible.
I'm not having it.
Tiled floor, urinals and toilets overflowing because of blockage. Vomit sloshing back and forth about 6 inches deep.
Oh, no.
Horrendous. A few of us were having a drinking session down in the mess deck, including Dobie. I made my way to the toilets, combat boots on, so the vomit, piss and turd soup wouldn't slosh over my feet. This is awful, by the way.
Like,
I would just piss overboard.
I wouldn't be on the drink. I wouldn't be like, oh, it's really rough. All the toilets are blocked. Do you want to get pissed? Absolutely not. I'm going to bed.
Just finished. I timed it so the human fluid soup went one way and I jumped the other way out of the toilet door.
God almighty.
Dobie and another guy were on their way in for a piss when the other sailor said to Dobie, I'll bet you a few free cans you won't take a gulp of that.
Go and fuck off.
Pointing to the liquid biohazard sloshing back and forth like the tide. Of course, you all know what happened next. And to this day, the image is burned into my brain.
Oh, no.
Yes. Dobie waited for the human slop to run to the back end of the toilet, leaped in, got on his hands and knees,
cheek
to the tiles and mouth wide open, and waited. Whoosh! The spew, pee, and logs of half the ship's company went straight into his mouth.
I could be sick here. Although, I do have to say, I thought they were going to say he went and got a cup. The fact that he waited for it to go to one end
he and got
went
on the floor
and put his cheek on the deck and opened it and waited. He's a showman. I will give him that. He's a goddamn showman.
He's a fucking
performer. Take Dobie out of the way.
I would not call him that. I had a lot of words on my tongue.
This is the greatest show.
Hey!
And there's poo and wee and the sick and piss. Oh, this is the greatest show.
Whoa! Ladies and gents, this is the moment you waited for.
Oh, the sea is rough and I've got my cheek on the floor.
Piss in my mouth, vom in my mouth. Is that shit or is it
a Twix? Should have left it at mine. Just so you know, should have left it at mine.
Oh my, yeah, sorry. Yeah. I did, I ruined it. Anyway, yeah. Right, okay. So he's got his on his hands and knees. The horrendous. Dirty, dirty, dirty bastard.
You'd die doing stuff like this.
Yeah, oh God. He proudly stood up, turned around with his mouth still open to show us his catch, and then, and then gulped it down.
Swallowed it. He didn't even spit it out, he swallowed it.
Oh.
Get that man in jail.
He didn't bat an eyelid. Wouldn't get away with antics like that these days.
Oh, yeah, you get reported and kicked off the ship for that. I tell you what, I
Holy
bet you never gets a cold.
Shit.
I bet you he never gets a cold.
Oh, my God. His immune system. Ulcers. A la wa.
Nah, it'll be the opposite. His
really?
Immune. Or people like that, man. His immune system will be like a fucking. Like a fortress, and he will die. He will outlive everyone listening to this podcast. They always do. It's always the case.
My God.
What's, you're 125 years old. What's the secret to success? Oh, well, just whatever someone told us to, like, drink some shit off the floor. I just drank it. Yeah, happy days. Honestly.
There's got to be something.
They
some
either
sort
die,
of fetish
they either
thing
die
like...
doing something stupid young or they outlive every fucker. It's always a case.
Why would you do that, though? What would
One of the
make
worst,
you do
like,
that?
That's honestly, that the fact that it's like sloshing. Oh, my God.
But do you think there is something, so something to be said about, you know, how we go on stage and, like, we...
Oh, yeah, that was his Wembley.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So
that,
we'll
still talk about that.
We can actually see what real adrenaline feels like. Like, we know that feeling.
Yeah.
And it is, it's lush, it's mint, right? It's I mean, it's absolutely terrifying at the same time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know if I'm a huge lover of adrenaline, but, you know, it's...
Ages
it,
you.
It is. Yeah, massively ages you. Yeah, that's another thing. Yeah, Rosie, how come you look loads older than your sister? Oh, because I just get really fucking stressed for 3 hours and then I've got to come down and me frown lines are just horrendous. Anyway, yeah, maybe that is Wembley.
That is as well. That was his O2. That was his O2.
Nah, I don't know. Maybe it's his Edinburgh Playhouse.
Wow.
What?
What do you mean?
Well, because he's just in the bogs. There's only three people there.
Oh, okay. So you think that?
It's not
O2. You think he's done better than that?
I think when he goes round the pub and they're all there, that's
right.
His O2.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Right. Oh, God. What
Palladium. Maybe this is his Palladium. We're sticking to London base. Yeah. This is his Palladium.
There we go.
Which is bloody wonderful.
Prestigious venue. Well done him.
Absolutely. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. A recent episode when you talked about the bloke at work that brought in porn sparked an old memory of an incident back in my much younger days. FYI, before you read on, I'm not a pervert. I know most perverts probably say that, but I'm actually really vanilla. Ah, I think you're a pervert.
Not great point. Literally, I was just about to say that. The porn story in work's really hit a spark with a few
it
people.
It has, hasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I think because now, right, our children aren't ever going to have porn stories because porn is so accessible.
Oh.
But back in the day, it was like really...
Yeah.
Couldn't, I mean, as a, I don't know, I think it's different for lads, mm-hmm. and I'm not, I really hate to be the gender thing, but girls, I didn't watch porn or have any sort of porn until a lot later in life.
Yeah, yeah.
It just didn't exist in my life. Like, you know, I think I found my younger brother's porn before I even had any.
Oh, yeah, I mean, like,
that was a bad day, by the way. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Where did you find it?
Oh, in his room.
Oh, God.
I know. Sorry, Kev.
Did you do a magazine?
It was a CD-ROM. It was a bit later on.
Tell how old you are without telling me how old you are. Well, my porn was on CD-ROM.
CD-ROM? Because he had the computer in his room.
I don't think I've ever heard
anyone. I don't think you know this.
Think I've ever heard anyone say CD-ROM in a
Why?
Sense. I just thought the way you've said it. Why didn't you just say it was on a CD?
Because it wasn't like a listening to CD. It was a
PC. Well, I know what fucking
PC.
Now
CD.
That's what I call the sound of porn. A new CD would have meant computer. I was just like, you know, some people have like Whale Song. He just had like balls slapping off arses and people groaning. Like,
oh, don't. It was horrible. That was a really horrible, sad time in my life.
Maybe we'll find our kids. We won't find our kids one day because it'll be on the.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I would, you know, but
they'll have to come off the fucking Wi-Fi to get it because there'll be a blocker on this Wi-Fi. I tell you that right now.
Yes, right. Rewind to the late 1980s. I'm really sorry. I don't know if Kev knows that I've ever seen that porn.
Well,
or that I found. I don't think I ever talked
hey, Kev,
about it.
You do now.
No, he does.
Eh?
I told me, mum.
course it. You fucking
grass. I told
me,
mum. I did.
You told your mum.
I told me, mum. My wow. Kate didn't live there. Kate was older. I told mum. Yeah. And I don't know if he got, well, I don't think he got wrong because it was like.
It is what it is. You're a disgrace.
I told me, mum.
You're a disgrace.
And you know what's really more embarrassing? What? I was absolutely of sexual age when right. I told on my brother for having born. Isn't that bad?
That sounds like something you would do.
Yeah.
If you caught you on the wrong day, sounds like something you would definitely do that.
Yeah. Well, God. You're disgusting watching videos on your CD-ROM.
Were you with your CD-ROM? Eh? Eh? CD schlong? Eh? Eh?
Oh. God love him. Right. Rewind to the late 1980s.
Christ.
Me and my hubby had been married a couple of years and had recently had our first baby. Congratulations. Okay. One day, he comes home from walking the dog with a video cassette with no label.
Okay.
I immediately think it's one of those films. Right. He's got off the pervy bloke at work.
Yep.
But no. The story my husband tells me is that as he was walking along the footpath, a car goes past and a dog sitting in the passenger seat is holding a video cassette in his mouth.
Oh, this sounds like the most elaborate lie ever.
No,
come on then.
Which the dog then tossed out of the open window.
Wow.
Hubby then picks it up, expecting the driver to turn around and come back for it. He must have noticed the dog did it. Mm-hmm. It's only a little village, not much traffic. But the car doesn't come back. So he brought it home and wonders what's on it.
Oh, God.
I was immediately suspicious. Oh, yeah, you reckon? Great lie. It's porn from work again, isn't it?
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. No, he says, it really happened. He goes on to describe the make, model and colour of the car. An unusual blend, not seen one before or since. And even the type of dog it was, an English Bull Terrier. He's so specific, but I still think it's a lie. Just doesn't want to admit it's some filth.
Gleams all that from the car just whizzing past.
Yeah. Naturally, we put the tape on later when the baby had gone to bed. Of course you do. Yes, it's porn.
Right.
But not any old porn.
Oh, God.
The word, excuse the spelling, I can't really recall. So this word fills up the screen at the beginning, right?
Right.
Fish 10 fucken.
Right.
Fish, FISHTENFUKEN. Right?
Right.
I think it might be German.
I imagine most VHS porn knocking around in the late 80s was German.
Right. That's what's on there. Lots of fucken with fists.
What?
Horrific.
Oh, fists. I thought you meant fish.
Not fish, no.
Okay.
Fists.
Okay.
In brackets, they've put lots, and we obviously kept watching. Kept watching on. I was still a bit...
You probably would, wouldn't you?
Yeah. I was still a bit cross with him for lying, and slightly disgusted that either he's asked for that from the bloke at work, or that bloke thinks that's the sort of porn my husband goes for. A few weeks go by, and I am now walking through the village when I see that exact car go past.
Go and piss off.
Same make and model and colour. And who's sitting in the passenger seat? Yep, an English Bull Terrier. He didn't throw a videotape out this time, but at least I knew my husband was telling the truth.
I can't. Nah, that's ridiculous.
Apparently so.
Wow.
And it says at the end, which I love, we have used the word fished and fucking as an exclamation ever since.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. I like that.
Oh, wow. Fished and fucking. Aye?
So this person got the dog to throw out their own porn.
No, maybe the dog just picked it up and threw it out by accident and he's never known.
Oh, God, I'd love to meet this person. What was going on? So they either got the dog to throw it out, mm-hmm. or they get in the car and go, oh, got some new porn tonight, yeah? Hold that. And the dog just holds it in its mouth.
For both of you, you might like this too, Trevor.
Weird that he's called his dog Trevor. Yeah, that's insane.
Nice, isn't it?
Wow, love that.
Good
love
story.
It. Love it. What a strange thing to find, like German fist and porn dropped out of a moving car. By a dog.
By a double terrier, yeah. I believe it.
I've got more questions than... It's one of them ones where I've now got more questions than when the story started, which is a bit upsetting.
Yeah.
It always annoys us a little bit, that. Got a bit of a headache now.
So was it 80s, man?
Oh, weirdly, that answers quite a few of them.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. Please keep me anonymous. My husband and I have been together 7 years, married one. He's an avid runner and loves to spend money, so he has all the latest gear, fancy trainers, etc. Well, just an
avid runner and loves to spend money, so he's got all the latest gear, fancy trainers, running hat, running gloves.
This is you. This is literally you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Chris has had his ice tub for a week, but now that ice tub is redundant because he's bought another one.
Ice bath.
A lot of money.
Yeah.
But I'm not slanging off too much because I've actually been in a few times.
You did as well, yeah. I couldn't, the other one, I had my fucking knees around my chin, man. Yeah, I couldn't fit in it.
I've told my kid you can have it, by the way.
I've already given it away.
Who to?
Gardner.
Oh.
Tell her to fuck off.
Oh, sorry, kid. Sorry. Is Simon having it?
Simon's having it,
Why is he wanting to do it?
Just tell him about it and he said he really fancies that. So look, I've got one going begging if you want it.
Amazing.
There you go.
Right. Recently, this is the person's husband. Yeah. Recently, he bought a new fitness watch to track everything he does, and I mean everything.
Okay.
The ick is not the fact he regularly discusses the amount and level of sleep he has had or how long his foot is in contact with the floor during a run, but rather...
Wow!
Yeah, that's you.
Yeah.
This is you. But rather that there was nothing wrong with his old fitness watch, and so he now wears both of them in order to get more health data on himself.
Jesus.
Only... Oh, Jesus Christ. He wears his old one around his ankle.
Like a fucking tag.
That's what, no.
Like an Asbo tag.
Chris, suit trousers, long socks, smart shoes, and a fitness watch around his ankle as if he's just got out of jail.
What a bell end.
Definite ick.
Wait till he finds out about the rings.
Oh, what?
Fitness rings.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Much less sort of... So, for instance, if you're doing like jiu-jitsu or you're doing MMA or you're doing something like a more of a contact sport, you can't have a watch on, fitness rings. I don't know if you can get them in this country yet, but you can definitely get them in America and you can get them imported over. Ring goes on. They look quite cool. Black, like a black ring.
Mm.
I think multiple colours are available. Mm-hmm. Tracks everything. But while you're exercising as well.
Do you need to know that much? Like, don't get me wrong.
Get obsessed with the sleep.
Yeah.
I'd wake up thinking, I've had a good night's kip, and I'd check my app, and it would go, well, you only had like 4 hours of full sleep. And I'm like, oh God, I'm tired. I can't.
Yeah, oh God, please don't ever. Please don't.
I can't. I do get obsessed with
promise
stuff.
For our marriage,
fist bump.
Can you not ever get into that? Because you've managed to avoid that for now.
Yeah, no. Simmy's not have a smart meter. Because we'd be walking around in the dark. You wouldn't be allowed anything on.
I don't think you need to know. I think it's too much information.
I know to turn it. If I'm not in a fucking room and the light's on, I'll turn the light off. I'm not a dick. You know,
Well, the smart meter, sorry.
I was going to say, even the cold tub I got, you're supposed to leave it on the whole time. I'm not leaving it on the whole time. I turn it off on a night because, one, it makes a fucking noise, and two, it can cool in the morning. Mm-hmm. It's cold enough outside. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I'm not.
Too much.
You put the kettle on, man, and your smart meter goes into the red, and I'd be like, oh, fuck, I'll have a glass of water.
I know.
Freak us out, man.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Ugh.
What was I going to say, Dad, quickly? Well, remember when I wore that fitness little watch for
little
a bit?
Little Fitbit.
I just kept telling us to get up. I was like, yeah. Fuck off.
So, Jason Cook has got an Apple Watch.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I think I was with him, and it binged and it said, oh, you know, you've fulfilled your movement for the day or whatever. And I was like, all right, nice one. He was like, oh no, I've got it set at the lowest possible. So it just says, oh, you've done it when you've done fuck all. Because otherwise it just hounds you all day.
Aye.
Set it on the lowest possible. And it's like, oh, you walk to the fridge.
Well done. Yay. Go you.
It's all good. Little victories.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Do, 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 do. Thanks so much for listening to this week's episode of Shag Maradinoid, which is part of the Acast Creator Network.
It is indeed. Thank you so, so much for being here with us, for sticking with it till the bitter end. If you want to get in touch, send anything at all at shagmaradinoid@gmail.com. We'll be back in years next week. Thank you. Bye.
See you later. Bye.
Hey, folks. I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince.
I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.